There is no absolute coming to be, for it is immortal, everlasting, and eternal. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. There is no absolute coming to be, for it is immortal, everlasting, and eternal. We sometimes think, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be absolute? If we could live in the consciousness of the allness, if we could experience in our life all that is, all that was, and all that ever will be. If we could have the universality of ideas flowing through our thinking, if we could have the wisdom of the universe be our wisdom, if we could have all that the Absolute is be all that we are, wouldn't that be a grand and a powerful thing? Well, the truth is that that is the case. The only reason we do not express it, and the only reason that we're not living in absolute consciousness right now, and that's consciousness, is that we have not chosen to live in absolute consciousness. We have chosen to live in relative consciousness. Absolute consciousness knows nothing but itself. Relative consciousness knows all that it is and all that everybody else is and all that it thinks is valuable and all that it thinks should be valuable for everybody else. Relative consciousness is constantly comparing. Relative consciousness is constantly looking at the experiences that it has created in itself and others and call these good or bad or indifferent, whatever it chooses to call them. And what is going on? What's going on while it's doing that? What's going on is that it is limiting itself. Every time we think we're relative, we're limiting ourselves. Every time we think that we are not the all, we are limiting ourselves. Every time we look outside, as I did this morning, I looked outside when I awoke at 2:30, and I saw that there was a bank of fog over the mountains and over the valleys. And since we are up a little higher, I could look down into this bank of fog, and I could see the sea of moisture, of whiteness there underneath the evening moon, which is so glorious, almost full. And it looked like a giant sea, a giant lake there. And I think to myself, hey, that's not true. That's just an image. That's just an expression. Underneath that lies a community of Campbell. Underneath that lies the many farms and ranches, the many people who are living there. Underneath that are highways and roads and people going about even at this time of the morning. And then as the day progressed, and as my writing and my work progressed, and I looked out the window, and once again I saw the fog slowly drifting away. It's like it was pouring out into a greater sea, near to the ocean. And little by little the land was revealed. The lights of the houses, the roads, the railroad tracks, the hills, the ranches, the farms, all were revealed. You see, it was always there. The Absolute is, there's no absolute coming to be. It's always there. There's no countryside, there's no world waiting to be. It's always there. It's just our awareness of it, our consciousness of it is changing. And we allow the cloud of other thinking, or our own thinking, to limit us as we look at what we see, and to make us think that it's not there. Just as the Absolute is, and it's not coming to be, it is immortal, everlasting, and eternal. All three words the same, really. As it is that, what is our thinking? Can you and I, can we think in absolute terms? Can we think in isness terms? Can we think in the reality terms? Or are we bothered by the fog that rolls in over our thinking and tries to tell us certain things are not so? Are we burdened by that aspect and limited by it, by the appearances? Can you close your eyes and see the divine, if you can, you're fantastic and natural. Can you close your eyes and see all that is good and very good? If you can, you're amazing, and there's no reason why you shouldn't. Now, what is it that you want to experience from this natural realization of who you are? What is it you want to experience? Do you want to experience being perfect, being all, being one? Well, in absolute, there is no perfection. There's nothing that can be wrong or can be right. It is purely an is. Gee, you say, that's so contrary to our human way of looking at things. How can we get much benefit from an absolute where it has no right or no wrong or no up, no down, no in, no out? How do we think about it? Well, just pretend that you are the absolute philosopher, and you are. And that you are thinking your thought about whatever it is you're thinking about. We love to boggle our mind. We love to use these thoughts to chase away the cobwebs of humanity. We love to chase away those cobwebs that are put up every night when we're not looking. Ha ha ha. I walk the path around our mountain meditation program here, the spiritual center that we have, and as I walk around it, during the night, spiders have gone from bush to bush on either side of the path, weaving a web, and I walk through their webs. And as I go along through a wider area, they go even across a wider area. And I think, how can they reach across 10, 12, 20 feet? But they do. And I think to myself, don't they know that I'm going to walk along, or someone's going to walk along, and it's going to bump into their web? And the answer is yes, they do. Yes, they do know that. And that is what they want to happen, because they would like some tiny creature, a fly, a mosquito, or whatever, to get caught in their web so that they might have their dinner. This is the modus operandi for a spider. And, you know, just alluding to the subject for half a moment, they have mixed a spider's genes with a goat's genes, and they have come up with a fabric that comes out of the goat's milk, which is stronger than steel and amazingly capable of wonderful things. I'd like a leash for my dog on that. So tiny, I could just fold it up in my hand when I don't want it, and when I want it, it just opens up to be a 3, 6, 9 foot leash, whatever I wish. Huh. But you see, that's true. And was that always the case? We'll find that we don't have to take the genes of a spider and the genes of a goat, mix them together. We'll find that within us, now this can blow our minds, within us, right at this moment, are all the genes in the universe, all the chromosomes in the universe. Some of them are dominant, and those are the ones our scientists are looking at. Some of them are outstanding. Some of them are the more powerful ones that have been utilized over a period of time, but they too go into recession or come into greater obsession, and they become greater and greater, and then any of the others fade away. But the absolute is always there. The absolute concept, now here we have the concept of the human being, the absolute concept of the human being having within it all, as the absolute does, is a fact. But our awareness of that concept is the indication of where we are as an absolute philosopher in the awareness of absolute as a concept. You and I have the ability to think in absolute anytime we want. We have the ability to realize that we have within us all that exists. For when we say that, and of course this is a little aside from that, but when we say that you are God, that all is God, that God is in everything, that God made everything, and everything that God is in everything, that God is in everything in its totality, God's in a stone as its totality, God's in a human as its totality, but God is in a stone expressing itself as the stone. God is in the human, expressing itself as the human. Now, when the human and the stone awareness are one, and each is one with all as all, then Absolute is revealed as what it is, the eternal. Absolute is revealed as what it is, allness. Absolute is revealed in a concept, in a way that we have no ability to appreciate because we have never thought in those particular terms, but we can. And perhaps now might be a good time to start thinking about that. There is no absolute coming to be. There is no absolute developing, creatively coming forth. For Absolute is, and ever was, and ever will be. For we are, we were, and we always will be. And we live only in now, wherever we live. And we live only here, whenever we live. So the here and the now is the acceptable time for being absolute for you, for me, for all, and for all, period. All is absolute. So think about that. Say, I am absolute. Start dwelling on that as a mantra, and you will find that it sort of changes your whole attitude about yourself, your world, and your experiences. And it gives you a very rich attitude to go forth in life as a magnificent, outstanding, wonderful being. Have a great day and know that the Absolute Philosopher is always thinking absolute thoughts. And you are the Absolute Philosopher. I love you. I love you. I love you.